Yisrael Friedman, Parshas Balak, Tovshim Pei. This week, we know Parshas Balak, very unusual episode about Balak rents the services of Bilam to come and curse Klal Yisrael. And Chazal tell us, as we know, that Bilam was a Novi. He was a Novi who had a koyach, apparently, that he was zoicha to Neviah. There is in the Sefer Baal Shem Tov al HaTorah a very interesting vort from the Heilige Baal Shem Tov. And as we'll hear in a minute, I have my severe reservations about this vort, whether it does indeed come from the Baal Shem Tov, and have my reservations about whether this vort is correct. And that is as follows. The Baal Shem Tov asks a gewaldige kasha. We know for a person to be a Novi, to be zoicha, to get Neviah, a person has to be on the highest madrega possible. We have no asuga what it means to be a Novi. There's nobody since Chom Beis HaMikdash who's been on this madrega to be zoicha, to receive a Neviah from the Rabbeinu Shloilam. The different madregas is a madrega of being zoicha to a baskoil, then there's riach hakoidish, and the highest madrega is to be a novi Hashem. So Freik the Baal Shem Tov, how could it be that Bilam, Harusha, was zoicha to be a novi? And we know Chazal tell us the reason why he was a novi was in order that the goyim shouldn't have a tana and say that the reason why the Yidden or the Amma Nifcha was because they had the Moshe Rabbeini. If we would also have a novi, we'd also buy that the Yidden. So the Rabbeinu said, okay, no problem. So the Rabbeinu Shloilam gave them a novi. That's the reason why Bilam was a novi. But ask the Baal Shem Tov, it doesn't answer the question. At the end of the day, there are certain qualities which a person has to have in order to be able to receive Neviah. If a person hasn't got these qualities, there's no way in the world that he can actually be a Novi, because he's not in the Madrega to receive a Neviah from the Rabbeinu Shloilam. So how was it that Bilam Arusha was able to receive Neviah? So Zuk the Baal Shem Tov, an interesting vort as follows. We see in the Parsha that when Bilam describes himself, says in the word in the Pasha, Vayisim Ashula Vayoima, Ne'im Bilam Benoi Ba'oi Ne'im Ageva Shesim Ha'oyin. He refers to himself as a person who is Shesim Ha'oyin, and Pechov Dalad Pusik Gimel, a person who's blind in one eye. A person doesn't normally come along and promote, this is my claim to fame, that he's blind in one eye. Why does he say Ne'im, the person speaking, is the person who is Shesim Ha'oyin? So said the Baal Shem Tov as follows. A person can only be Zoicha to Neviah if he is Mekadesh his body. You have to be Mekadesh your eyes, you Mekadesh your ears, you Mekadesh your mouth, you Mekadesh your Machshovas, the Lev, and all the Ramachei Vurim Shesagidim. In fact, the Rambam in Shmoyne Prukim writes, a person can't be a Novi if he has even a machshuva achas betela, even one mundane machshuva. So how was Bilam able to be a Novi? Gezuk de Baal Shem Tov, because Bilam was blind in one eye, so in that blind eye, the Lushan that is quoted in his name is, Al Yedei Kein Cholo HaKadisha VaHaNeviya Ulov. He was able to be zoicha to Kiddush and to Neviah al yedei zeh ha'ayin sheloi choto, through this one eye which did not sin. The eye which did not sin because it was blind, that's how he was able to receive Neviah, came into Neviah through the one eye. He'd never done anything wrong with that one eye. He'd never seen anything bad. He'd never been over any aveis with that one eye. So therefore, that one eye remained in its original pure state, and that's how he was able to receive Neviah. And said the Baal Shem Tov, with this we understand the Targum on the words, Shesim Ha'oyin, says the Targum, the Shapi Chuzi, he could see very clearly, very well. L'choire, it's just the opposite. Shesim Ha'oyin means a closed eye, a blind eye. Shapi Chuzi is the opposite, to see well. Pshat is, how could he see a Re'iyah Ruchnis, a spiritual vision, because he was a Shema'oyin. It's not a translation, it's an explanation. This is the Vort which is quoted in the Sefer Baal Shem Tov Ala Torah. Now, I find this Vort very difficult to accept, very difficult to believe that it comes from the Baal Shem Tov. Because what emerges from this Vort is that we are being told that Bilam was a Novi because he was blind in one eye, and with that one eye, he'd never done anything wrong. However, if we look in the Gemara, Masechtas Nidan, Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara tells us very clearly, Bilam was not blind with one eye at all. He had two good eyes. It was only then, when he was trying to curse Klal Yisrael, that suddenly he became blind in one eye in the middle of his Nevi'ah. The Gemara says as follows, Durash Rabavui. Rabavui explained, Mai dechsev mimuna afa Yaakov and mispas roiva Yisrael, melamed shekosh baruch hi yoshev v'soifes rivesem shel Yisrael, musai tuvoi tipush et tzadik noitzei mene. The Rabbein Shem is counting to see when a husband and wife come together, when is the correct time that this couple is zoicha, from this union is going to come out a tzaddik. Says the Gemara, Va'al dova zeh nismis einoi shel Bilam harusha. And when Bilam looked at this thing, that's when he became blind. Oma, said Bilam, mi shitua v'kudosh m'shosu toim kadoshim yotzis b'dova zeh. How can it be the Rebbein Shem should be looking and watching to see, to decide when, from which union should come out a tzaddik? Miyad nismis einoi. Straightway his eye became blinded. Dechsev ne'im hagever shesim ha'oyin. So what I see from this Gemara very clearly is that Bilam had two healthy eyes. And he was a Novi with two healthy eyes. And even in this week's Parsha, the Nevi'ah, which he said was with two eyes, it was in the middle of the Nevi'ah, when he said the Pusik, Mimuna Fayak and Misper Roivisru, then suddenly he became blind. And the Rogachover Gun explains with this, it's brought in Sefer Magul Seyam on Sanhedrin Daf Kifhei. He explains, this is why we find, we know, Bilam offered up Kabunas. However, it's written in the Pusik that the first time, this is in Peich of Gimel, Pusik base, we find that Bullock and Bilam offered Kabunas. Vayal Bullock I Bilam pa v'ayil b'mizbeich. Bullock with Bilam. Go seven psikim further, Pusik Lamed, suddenly we don't find Bilam's offering Kabunas anymore. He's instructing Bullock to offer Kabunas. Vayas Bullock kasha oma Bilam vayual ayil b'mizbeach. Bilam instructs Bullock. Why didn't Bilam anymore offer Korban? Gazuk the Rogachover, because this Pusik of me, Muna Afa Yaakov, is put between these two incidents, and in the middle, Bilam suddenly became blind. So then, since he became blind, he now had a din of a balmim. And a balmim is not allowed to offer a korban. So therefore, Bilam was no longer able to offer kabunas. I see very clearly that Bilam had two healthy eyes. And let's take it even a stage further. We have in Peich of Dalet, Pusik Aleph, a Beferish Pusik, no less. Vayah Bilam ki toiv be'ene Hashem levorach es Yisroel, v'lo yihulach b'pam ha'pam l'kas nachushim, says the next Pusik, Vayisa Bilam es einov. Bilam lifted up, opened his eyes, Lushin Rabim, Vayah es Yisroel shoychen l'shvuta v'ati ulof riach Elokim. We have here Perich Chof Dalet, Pusik Beis, often a Pusik, Vayisa Bilam es einov. He opened his eyes, two healthy eyes. And the Chidur, in his Sefer Pnei Dovid, quotes a Ksav Yat from one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yeshaya Rishon, that Rabbeinu Yeshaya Rishon said, this is Perich of Dalet, Pusik Beis. The next Pusik is Pusik Gimel, Vayisa Meshul V'yoymanim Bilam B'noi B'oymanim Hagever Shesim Ho'oyin, says Rabbeinu Yeshaya, this is when he became blind. Ad Shaloi Hir L'Kal Les Yisrael, as long as he hadn't yet started cursing Klal Yisrael, he had two healthy eyes. So we see clearly the Pusik itself says that he had two healthy eyes. The emesis, This kasha now is not only a kasha on the Baal Shem Tov, it's a kasha on the Rogachov Agun. Because the Rogachov Agun said the reason why in Perich of Gimel Pusik Lamed, it says that Bilam instructed Bullock to offer Korban because he'd in the meanwhile become blind in one eye and he was a Balmim. But a minute, I see even later on he still had two healthy eyes. Perich of Dalev, Pusik Beis, Vise Bilam is Einov. And the emphasis is this kasha we can ask on the Gemara. Because the Gemara said that when he said the Pusik me misper me mun afa Yaakov, he became blind in one eye. And yet I see here, and later on, few psikim later, visa bilam esainov, he's still using both eyes. So this is Mishkan kasha, because we look in the Mashul, we see the Mashul be'etzim asks this kasha. And the Mashul says that although the Gemara says when he said the Pusik Mi Mun Afa Yaakov became blind, it was only happened in Perich of Dalet Pusik Beis. V'yaz he saw Shoichen Leshvutov. He saw the Shvutim, all the Tzadikim, and then he made this Cheshbon of what he was thinking about Mi Mun Afa Yaakov. So then it went into effect that he became blind. So until then he was taka not blind. We see very clearly that this, from this Gemara, that Bilam had two healthy eyes, and Oibazoi is Surachi and Gudel Ma'oid on this vot. So my reaction was that this vot is taka not from the Baal Shem Tov. How do I know it's not from the Baal Shem Tov? Well, it's brought in, say, for Baal Shem Tov ala Torah, which is a likit, but the only makor for this vot is from one sefer. And this sefer is the famous sefer Koheles Yitzchok ala Torah, which was from actually one of the Litvish Rabbunim from Vilna or Kovna, which was printed 140 years after the Petira of the Baal Shem Tov. And he quotes no makar from it. So where should a Litvish Yid, 140 years after the Baal Shem Tov, be able to say overvot b'shem the Baal Shem Tov? Obviously, it'd been passed down from generation to generation and from country to country. And it seems along the way, something must have got lost. And there's something here which is not correct. So this was my initial reaction. On second thoughts, I thought perhaps we have a way how we can be meyash of this vot. There's a second Gemara about Bilam in Masechtas Sanhedrin in Daf Kif Hei Umad Aleph. The Gemara says there, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Bilam, Sima ba'achas me'enav hoyo. Bilam was blind in one eye. Shenema shesim ho'oyim. Now there's a very chush of a sefer called Imre Shammai ala Torah from Agun Reb Shammai Ginsburg, Zechon Levruch, one of the chush of a ger chassidim. I was still zoicha to meet him once or twice. Was a udam gudel ma'oyid, a gross a buki and a charef, Talmud of Rav Meir Shapira. And he, on his own accord, without bringing any raya, he says that this Gemara in Sanhedrin is arguing with the Gemara in Nida. Why? Because if you examine the Lashonis of the Gemara, you'll see they seem to say something different. The Gemara in Nida says that when Bilam said the Pusik Mimun Afa Yaakov, Miyad Nismis Einoi, he became blind. We see very clearly he was not originally blind, he became blind. This Gemara in Sanhedrin doesn't seem to be saying he became blind. The Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Bilam Sima Ba'achas Me'enav Hoya. He was blind. He was blind in one eye. Explains Rabbi Shammai Ginsburg, I understand that this Gemara is telling us that he was always blind. If he was always blind, this will be a Gevaldige Makar to the vote of the Baal Shem Tov. He was always blind. So if he was always blind, he never had a chance to, he was never able to corrupt the eye because he was always blind. However, this pshat seems to be a tzurchi and gudel because as we said already, from the pusik, we see he wasn't blind always in one eye. The Torah itself tells us nishtozoi. V'yisa bilam es einov. He lifted up his eyes. V'yaz he saw shoichan leshvutov. So it's very difficult to come along and learn such a pshat in the Gemara. However, that one can also answer. But first of all, I want to be magdim a vod from the Vilna Gaon, a well-known vod, which he quotes a medrash which we do not have. And very interesting to medrash, that when Bilam hit his donkey, The donkey got very upset with him, and he said to him, "Ma'al sisi lecho ki hikisuni ze shulosh regulim. What have I done to you that you're hitting me three times?" And Rashi quotes that the donkey didn't say, "Why are you hitting me shulosh pa'omim?" No, shulosh regulim. Regulim lechore isn't the correct terminology. So says Rashi, Romazloi, by using this phrase, this word regulim as opposed to pa'omim, the usim was being meramis atamavakish lakoi ima hachoygega shulosh regulim bashuna. You want to uproot Klal Yisrael who keeps the shulosh regulim? You can't do that. That's what Rashi tells us is a remez in the words of the donkey. What was Bilam's answer to the donkey? Rashi doesn't tell us. However, the Vilna Gaon quotes a medrash that Bilam said to the Rabbi Shlomo, I know that you want to have people shulish pum bashuna, you're called zechicha. You want the people oile regel shulish pum bashuna. Rabbi Shlomo, I will do it. Bilam was a novi. Bilam says, Rabbi Shlomo, whatever void do you want the shulish gulim, I'm here to do it. Azoy shtei te medrash. This is what Bilam said to the Rabbi Nishloilim. And on this, the Rabbi Nishloilim didn't answer Bilam Arusha, not worthy of an answer, but the Usain answered him. What was the answer of the Usain? The answer of the donkey to Bilam was, Bilam, you are unable to be Oile Shulash Agulim, because we know there are people who are putif in being Oile Regel. One of them is somebody who's a simmer. The Gemara in the beginning of Chagiga, a simmer, ba'achas me'enov, is puter min hariyah, because ye'irua kol zechichu, you have to be able to see with two eyes. If a person can only see with one eye, says the Gemara, is puter min hariyah. So said the Usam back to Bilam, you are unfit to be oiler regel. Now, from this medrash, I see very clearly a grosser chiddush, that when this conversation took place between Bilam and his donkey, Bilam was already blind in one eye, because the donkey said to him, Bilam, you're unfit to be Oile Regel. You are blind in one eye, and a simmer ba'achas ba'ayin achas is putim in a ria. Now this lachoira does not fit in with the Gemara. The Gemara Nida tells us very clearly that Bilam only became blind when he said, Mi Muna Afa Yaakov. And this Pusik was only written later on. Here he was still on the way to curse Klal Yisrael. So Oy Bazoi, this Medrash, which the Vilna Gaon is quoting, is seemed to be telling us very clearly that he was already blind when he was sitting on his donkey. So this will be a Raya to the Shammai Ginsburg, who had understood the Gemara in Sanhedrin, when the Gemara said that Bilam was a simmer b'ayin achas, meant he was always blind. But at the end of the day, we still have a kasha. Our kasha is that the Torah zok nishtazoi in Perich of Dalet Pusag Beis Vayisa Bilam es Einov. He lifted up his eyes. He had two eyes. However, I saw in the Sefer Mincha Shai, and the Chiddur also quotes a Zoya Kudish. And Zoya Kudish is written, although the Torah writes es Einov Lushin Rabim, b'Sefer Zoya Pashis Bulak. Einoiksiv. It has, if it is written Einoi, his eye. Hahi Eina Bisha. Zugda Mincha Shai in the Chidu, Ve'einoi Kein Besforim Shaluni. This is Nishtazoi in our Sforim. In our Chimushim, we have written Vayisibilam is Einov. However, the Zoya Kudish understood, although it's written Lushan Rabim, Einoiksiv. It as if it is written Lushan Yochid. Why should this be? So the Zoya Kodesh explains it refers to the Ayin Hora. He lifted up his Ayin Hora, but it's as if Einoi Kesiv. There was really only one eye of Bilam. So it's written Lushan Rabim Einov, but in reality it was only one eye. So again, we can't ask a kasha now from this Pusik, because according to the Zoya Kodesh, it's as if it is written Einoi. Now, at the end of the day, we still need to answer, how could it be that the Rebbeinu Shloilem should have given a via to Arusha like Bilam Arusha? How can this be, which is better than the Kash of the Baal Shem Tov? So we find the Sfornoi in Parshas Vayera. It's in Perek Chof Pusik Gimel. There we find that the Rebbeinu spoke to Avimelech, who was also not a great tzaddik, Vayuva Elakim el Avimelech. The Rebbein Shem came to Avimelech. And we look here in this week's parsha, we'll see the exact same terminology. Vayuva Elakim el Bilam. Hashem came to Bilam. Zug this for noi. Vayuva Elakim el Avimelech ke'inyan shenema belovon ibe Bilam. We find the same terminology by Lovon and by Bilam. Veloi nizke behem. Vayera Elov. It doesn't say like Avrum Avinu, Vayera Elov Hashem Beloine Mamre. It doesn't say the Russian came by Maris Elekim. Veloi Bedib, it doesn't say Vayedaba Hashem El Avimelech, Vayedaba Hashem El Bilam. It says Vayuvel Elekim El Bilam, Vayoyma Elov. But Vayedaba is not written. Kamoisha Niska, but Uvois of a Shah Hanavim, like it's written with other Navim and then Uvois, says the Sforno these words. Ki omram lo nira hakel yizburch klal. They were never zoicha to a vision, a richtige nevia from the Rebbeinu Shloilem. Aval bu aleim koil oime bilvad. It was merely a bechina of a bas koil. Vayuvo yelekim el bilam, there was a bas koil. It wasn't really a nevia. And although Bilam is referred to as a novi, but the Eitz Yosef, this is the beginning of Vayikra Rabbah, Perik Aleph, Pesach Yud Beis also writes that although we find that he was a novi, says the Ein Akavuna Benevia Bedibba Meyichad. It doesn't mean an Emerson Nevia with a proper dibba Beigulas Hashchina. Rather, is that the Rebbeinu Shem allowed them to understand certain things that they were granted to understand, and this is considered as if it was a Nevia. But Avada, it wasn't an Emerson Nevia. So the Kasha the Baal Shem Tov. How could it be that the Rebbeinu Shem was mashe his shechina on Bilam to make him a novi? According to the Sfarnoi and according to the Eitz Yosef, the Rebbeinu Shem was never mashe shechina on them. They were never zoicha to nevia. The Rebbeinu Shem allowed them to understand certain things which other people wouldn't understand. A bechina of a baskoil, they heard something, they understood something, and this is regarded be'etzem as if it was a Nevi'ah. But Ba'olam, they were not Nevi'im. So this is how one can be Meyashev, the vault of the Baal Shem Tov, if this vault comes from the Baal Shem Tov. I still want to just add on, what if there's time, another 5 minutes? Another Yesod, which many Rabbunim and Gedolim spoke about, the present matzav of Corona, that one has to be machazik oneself to make meya bruchas, because we know Chazal tell us in the time of David HaMelech there was a magefa and every day 100 people died, and David HaMelech was mesaken that one should make 100 bruchas every single day. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch Simen Mem Vov Sif Gimel Chai Vodem Levurach B'chol Yoim Meya Bruchas Lefuchos. I want to speak about into Santa Inyan. Is this halacha only for men, or is this for women as well? Does this chiv apply to men and women equally, or is it a din only for men? So interestingly enough, this shala is not spoken about by any of the earlier poskim, and nobody speaks about it, and it was left to mamish contemporary poskim, this shala they were asked. Rav Vozna Zechon Levrucha with Rav Shloimeh Zalman Oyebach Zechon Levrucha are both of the opinion that women are not mechiv, because you see, it just doesn't add up. When the poskim list the amount of bruchas that one makes every day to get to 100, so we have the brichas hashacha, brichas tzitzis, brichas tefillin, boruch she'oma, yishtabach, shmoina esra, and women we know are not saying most of these bruchas. So basically, it's not really possible for them to make 100 bruchas. So how are they going to make 100 bruchas if they're not davening shachas mincha maariv every single day? It just doesn't add up. So obviously, this in itself seems to be a proof that they are not mechir. And one can bring a raya to this, because if you look in the Rambam, we know many gedolim were medayek haluchas from where the Rambam brings something. You would think the Rambam would bring this halucha of meya bruchas in Hilchas Bruchas, but he doesn't bring it there. He brings it in Hilchas Tefillah, in Perek Zayin, Halucha Yidalad. Why does the Rambam not bring it in Hilchas Bruchas? Why does he bring it in Hilchas Tefillah? It would appear from the Rambam that he understood that this din of Meya Bruchas is a din in Tefillah. It's not a din in Bruchas. So if women are putim in a Tefillah, so the Meila, Porter from Meir Bruchas, which part of Tefillah. And I saw in the Sefer Mincha Belila from Reb Avraham Hakohen Rappaport, this is from the Friedrichs from over 300 years ago, that he writes a remez, Udom ki Yakiv Mikem Korban Lashem, the beginning of Vayikra, Mikem is 100, the Gematria 100. Remez Lameya Bruchas Shemechiyuvim Lomachol Yoim, Shehem B'mukoyim Korban Bizman She'en Korban. Nowadays we have no Karbunas, so we have to say Meya Bruchas to be Bimkoyim a Korban. Again, I see from him that Meya Bruchas is a din of Tefillah. Today we don't have Karbunas, we have Tefillah. Meya Karbunas is Bimkoyim Karbunas. However, not all the Gedoilim agree to this, that women are Puter. And we have many Gedoilei Haposkim who hold that they are chayiv to make Meya Bruchas. There's a sefer called Birchas Eson, just on the halachos of Meya Bruchas, a very chushiv sefer. And he quotes from Reb Eliashiv, from Reb Radi Yosef, from Reb Ari Leib Steinman, Zechoinem Rucha, and Lehavda Ben Chaim Lechaim, Reb Chaim Kenievsky Shlita, that they all hold that women are mechiv to make Meya Bruchas every single day, no different to men. And this is what they hold. And one of the rais that they bring is, the Gemara asks, well, how do I know a woman is mechiyev with the mitzvah of zizah? Says the Gemara, because it says in the Torah, leman yirbi yameichem, having the zizah brings you long life. Frek the Gemara, and do the women not need a long life? If this is the schar avad, there must be women of bechlal. So if the reason behind the takun of Meya Bruchas was because there was a magefa and people were dying, avada women need it as well. So therefore it's clear, and writes Reb Chaim Kanievsky, ein chilik ben ish le isha. There is no difference whatsoever. However, by me, this is a tzurchi in gudel ma'oid, and by me is a groyser pela, why all these gedoilim were not medayik, the lushan of Chazal and the lushan of the Rishonim. The Torah quotes Medrash that every single day we're dying Meya Nefushos. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky Taka says, you see, it says Meya Nefushos. Nefushos means everybody. So it applies the Takuna to everybody. And this is by me, Mamish Apella. Because if you look in the original Lushan in the Medrash Rabbah, this is in Parshas Koirach, Pegit Ches Oischov Aleph, it says there that they were dying every single day Meya Anushim. Azoy is the Lushan Chazal, Meya Anushim, and in Medrash Tanchim and Parshas Korach, also, Shehoyim Meisim Meya Anushim B'chol Yoyim. And the Sefer HaManig quotes, K'sheru Dovid HaMelech Shehoyim Meisim Meya Anushim B'chol Yoyim. And the Sefer Eshkol quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Nissengun, Shehoyim Meisim B'chol Yoyim Meya Bachurim, the Orchis Chaim and Hilchis Bruchis, brings from his Mechia from a different Pusik. Ki kein yevorach gover yirei Hashem. Ki kein is gematria 100. Is a remes. Ki kein yevorach, have to make 100. But the pusik says ki kein yevorach gover, a gever, a man. So I see clearly that all these makoros, right, it was dafka with men. In the Rosh in his Perash al Torah, Parshas Korach, brings a different pusik. Ne'im hagever hikam ol is gematria 100. Gever, again, you have to make Meya Bruchas. And he quotes the same Medrash, Shehoyim Meis Chol Yoyim Meya Anushim. Now, if it was only 100 men who were dying, it looks like women weren't being nifta. If so, is Mistaba, that when Chazal made the takuna was only for the men, not for the women. And you see this svur in the Chazon Sofer, there's no time to go into it. In Shivas Yerdei, Sum Peites, he speaks about Gid Anushim. And he wants to say over there that about a shal of the Gid Anusha is to be found only in behemos zechurim or behemos nekevos. Says the Chassid Sofer that if this Gid Anusha was only to be found in behemos zechurim, then the Issa Vachilas Gid Anusha would only apply to men. Because it goes, if it's only found in zechurim, it's only zechurim. You say the same thing here. If the Magefa was only by zechurim, Pashtus would only be by men of Mechiv. And we find the Chidur quoting the Sefer Riachayim, Drish Aleph, on the Pusik, Atem Nitzuvim Hayoim, Kilchem Nei Hashem Lekeichem, Rosheichem, Shifteichem Zikneichem, Kol Ish Yisroel. Bring the Chidur into Santazach, The Rukayach zook this as well, that the, really this takun of making Meir Bruchas came not from Dovid HaMelech, not from Moshe Rabbeinu. And afterwards it became forgotten. And then Dovid HaMelech reinstituted it. Zook the Chidu, as the Yidden were very worried, like Rashi tells us, they just received the Techocha. The Techocha is Tzadik Ches Klulis, 98 Klulis. And then it's besides the 98 klulos, the gam kol choyli v'chol madva shaloksiva is another two, is 100. They've received 100 klulos. How are they going to manage? Says Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry. Atem nitzovim, you'll be able to stand. How will you stand up? Through Meir Bruchas, you'll be able to overcome all these klulos. Or but the pusik itself finishes off, kol ish yisrul. This only applies to ish yisrul. So I see very clearly here, but this is something which was be'ik, the magefa was only by men. And although the Torah taka writes it was Meir Nefushas, the Torah is a das yuchid, he's the only makar where this lushan of Meir Nefushas is quoted. All the other Rishonim and Chazal use the lushan Meir Anushim. So it's nish mistaba as the kavuna of the Torah was to say that we mean women as well. Because if you would have meant that, you should have said Meir Nefushas Anushim Venushim. But some of the Nefushas, they meant Taka men. It's interesting by this corona epidemic as well, we know that it's affected Be'ika only men. The Ika Magefa of corona has been by men. More than double the amount of men have been Nifta than the amount of women. So we see a certain similarity between this corona epidemic and this epidemic, which was Bizman Dovid HaMelech, which was a Magefa, which was also Meisim B'chol Yoim Meir Anushim. So this is Efshel Fa'inza His Oiris, to be Machazak ourselves by the Meir Bruchas. Va'ati Sul Mu'a Shem Nakech Shoyil Me'imach Kim Le'ira Al Tikra Mu'a Le'Meir. Making the Meir Bruchas reminds us that the Boishim, he's the Melech Hu'oilam. The Boishim Helfim is on Om Simchas, Mitnachas, Mitkaltiv, Omein.